1 Corinthians chapter 6. What if one of you guys get one beef with another brother? You guys no shame for standing in front one judge that no get him right with God or what? More better you go in front of people that stay special for God for handle your beef. You guys act just like you don't know that Bombay, the people that stay special for God gonna be the judge for all the people inside the whole world. So how come you guys no can figure out this small kind stuff? You know, all us guys going even be the judge for the angel guys. So then, you guys gotta judge the small kind stuff inside this world. Plus, if you guys get one beef with another brother about small kind stuff, then how come you guys pick people for be the judge that the other church guys no respect? And now, I like tell something that gonna make you guys come shame. No even get one smart guy over there that can figure out the small kind stuff that our brothers and sisters get with each other or what? But one brother go take another brother in front of the judge. More worse, the judge no even trust God. Something wrong, eh? Jam up if you guys take each other in front of the judge. More better you let the other guy go if he do wrong to you. If he steal from you, more better just let him take the stuff. But you guys, you do bad kind stuff to each other. And steal from each other too. And they're your Christian brothers and sisters and then. You guys act just like you don't know this. The people that don't like do the right thing. No way they gonna get God for their king. No let nobody bully you guys for make you do wrong. The guys that fool around the wahinis. The people that go pray to the idol kind gods. The people that sleep with another guy wife or husband. The guys that make sex with other guys. The mahu kind guys. The stealer guys. The greedy guys that like hog everything only for them. The pilut guys. The people that talk any kind to another guy face. The people that con the other guy. For all these kind people, no way they gonna get God for their king. That's how some of you guys was before time. But God, he make you guys come clean from all the bad kind stuff you went do. He make you guys come special for him and make you guys get him right with him. All that happened because you guys stay tight with the one in charge. Ask Jesus, God's special guy. And you stay tight with our God spirit too. Hey, some of you guys tell, that's okay for me for do all kind stuff. But this what I tell. Get things that I do that don't help me nothing. For sure okay for me do all kind stuff. But I no gonna let nothing take me over and make me do stuff that's not good. People tell, the food for the opu, and the opu for the food. But no matter, God gonna make all that come po ho. But you know, your body not for fool around with the wahinis or the guys. You get one body for work for the one in charge, and he the one take care of your body. God make the one in charge, Jesus, come back alive after he mock it. And he get the power for make us guys come back alive too, after we make. You guys don't know that Christ own your body, just like you guys was the parts of Christ's body. So now, what? You guys think I gonna take the parts from Christ's body and make them part of one manhine body that fool around for money? No way. Not even. You guys know this already. When one guy come together with one whore, together they make one body. The Bible tell before time, them two, together, they come one body. But the guy that stay tight with the one in charge, just like the two of them together, come one spirit. If you get chance for fool around somebody, run the other way. All the other bad kind stuff anybody do, no jam up their body. But anybody that go fool around somebody, they do bad kind stuff that hurt the body of the guy that fool around. How come you guys act just like you don't know that your body just like one temple for the good and special spirit? God's spirit live inside you guys. God the one give his spirit to you guys. That's how come you guys not the boss for your body. Christ went pay one high price for you guys. So, show respect for your body the way you act, and that's going to show that you get respect for God.